ومكانة مرندا سيرن انجناشلا كايا شكسور ميليتان ينات هزينا تسري قروبين نمها وانشا كاو باتر بيس جاك ريكسندو باي بچا فتي تنم فباني بيو بايشنا بيو نمو نمها. So this evening we're going to introduce the topic of topic number etiquette.
今天晚上呢，我们跟大家介绍一下关于 Vaishnava 礼仪的内容。
This subject matter of Vaishnava etiquette was requested by Lord Chaitanya to be described in the writings of Sanatana Goswami.
这是主持人 Chaitanya 让 Sanatana Goswami 在他的这个写作当中提到的一个话题。
And it is mentioned in his book, Sanatana Goswami's book, The Hari Bhakti Vilas.
在 Sanatana Goswami 的写的 Hari Bhakti Vilas 这本书里面提到了描述了 Vaishnava 礼仪。
And Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes in some detail the subject matter of this book.
然后呢 ，Prabhupada 在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 这本书里面更多的、更详细的描述了这个话题。
Vaishnava etiquette. The word etiquette indicates the behavior of a devotee.
礼仪呢，就主要是指的是奉献者的行为跟行为。
It is described to be the etiquette or the behavior of a devotee is like the ornaments of a Vaishnava.
就说一个奉献者的行为，就好像是他作为 Vaishnava 的一种装饰。
It is said that a wealthy person they will display their wealth by wearing many valuable ornaments.
一个富有的人，他会通过去自己装戴、穿戴很多非常珍贵的装饰品来展示自己的财富。
We know here in the material world, somebody wears, you know, a Rolex watch or has very lot of golden jewelry, maybe some diamonds also. Then they're quite wealthy person.
我们在这个物质世界里面看到，有的人如果他戴着什么劳力士的手表啊，然后穿着很豪华的衣服，很多的很昂贵的钻石装饰品啊等等，我们就可以看得出他是一个非常富有的人。
So in the same way, a devotee who is ornamented, who is rich in the Vaishnava qualities, will display the qualities of the Vaishnava, such as humility and patience andsurrender to the spiritual master.
同样的，一个好的 Vaishnava， 他的好的品质呢，也会作为他作为一个非常杰出的 Vaishnava 的装饰品。他的好品质就包括，比如说谦卑啊、耐心啊，还有
surrender to the spiritual master，
还有就是对于灵性导师的皈依等等。
So a devotee can be recognized by how he behaves.
所以呢，我们就可以通过一个人的行为而认出了他就是一位奉献者。
So what we want to do this evening is to just explain some of the basic principles of Vaishnava behavior.
那今天晚上呢，我们就跟大家主要介绍一下做一个 Vaishnava 他的行为的基本原则。
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said.
就说在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面提到。
After Lord Chaitanya had described everything that he wanted to be written in the book.
当主持人他讲述了他希望在这本书里面提到的所有的内容之后
He said to Sanatana Goswami that you can deliver the entire universe.
他就对 Sanatana Goswami 说，他说你可以拯救整个宇宙。
And even the great sages and demigods are purified by you.
连半神人啊，或者说一些伟大的圣人都被你净化了。
So then he said it is the characteristic of a devotee to observe and protect.The Vaishnava etiquette.
所以呢，他说对一个 Vaishnava， 他应该去遵守并且去保护 Vaishnava 礼仪，这是非常重要的。
A devotee as devotees, we have to protect the behavior. We have to show the proper standard of behavior.
作为奉献者，我们应该去展示我们作为 Vaishnava 的恰当的礼仪和行为。
Our own example is the best way of instructing others.
我们自己的榜样是训示别人的最好的方式。
If as devotees we are not able to indicate a good standard of behavior, it will not help us to spread Krishna
consciousness.
So Srila Prabhupada has given many instructions both in his books and his letters also about proper behavior. The activities of devotional service should be such that they keep us always engaged in at least in the mode of goodness.
奉献服务的这一活动呢，至少应该让我们的行为就是让我们能够处在善良心态。
It means we should not be influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance.
也就是说，我不应该受到情欲和愚昧形态的影响。The
mode of goodness is a good place. It's very near to transcending, close to transcending the material plane.
善良形态的已经非常接近让我们超越物质层面的这个程度了。But
if from the mode of goodness also we awaken knowledge.
而且从善良形态呢，我们也能唤醒知识。But
in the modes of passion and ignorance, this knowledge is not awakened. Rather, we're simply covered.
但是呢，如果一个人处在情欲和愚昧形态当中的话，那知识就没有被唤醒，相反，这个知识会被覆盖起来了。So,
how we apply the principles of Vaishnava behavior indicate whether or not we are Krishna conscious.
那么我们是否能够去恰当的履行恰当的Vaishnava礼仪的话，这就能够证明我们是否具有Krishna知觉。
If one is in Krishna consciousness, he should be humble.
如果一个人具有Krishna知觉，那自然而然的他会非常的谦卑。
He should also be conscientious. He should perform his duties with proper care and attention.
而且他应该非常具有就是很内省，还有呢，他应该恰当的去履行自己的职责。
He will not neglect responsibilities.
他不会忽略自己的责任。
He should be well-mannered.
他应该有礼貌。
And he should also be sensitive in his dealings with people.
同时呢，他跟别人相处的时候，打交道的过程当中应该非常的敏感。
A devotee should have all good qualities.
一个奉献者应该具备所有的好品质。
There's a famous verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam indicating this.
在圣典薄伽瓦坦里面有个很出名的师节呢，暗示指出了这一点。It
says that if one is a devotee, he will have all good qualities.
他说，如果一个人是一个奉献者的话，他应该具备所有的好品质。But
if one is not a devotee, even though he may be expert in material responsibilities, he does not have any good qualities.
但是呢，如果一个人不是奉献者的话，即便他完美的履行了自己所有的责任，他仍然有任何的好品质。So
the first thing is that we should be a devotee of Krishna.
所以呢，首先我们就应该是作为Krishna 的奉献者。
That if we may have good qualities, we may behave very nicely, but if we're not devotees, it is useless.
可能我们有好品质，可能我们的言行也非常举止非常的得体，但如果不是奉献者的话，那还是没有用的。So
the first thing is to be a devotee of Krishna.
所以最首要的呢，我们要先成为 Krishna 的奉献者。And
the sign of a devotee of Krishna is that they chant the holy name of Krishna.
Krishna 的奉献者的特征，它的标志呢，就是他在唱诵 Krishna
的名字。Everyone who is chanting the holy name of Krishna is a devotee.
任何能够唱诵 Krishna 的圣名的人都是奉献者。And
we have to give proper respect to all devotees.
所以呢，我们应该恰当的去尊敬所有的奉献者。We
should not just think, oh, only people who are initiated are devotees.
我们不应该想只有启迪过的人才是奉献者。And
we shouldn't think, oh, somebody is twice initiated, so they must be better devotee than other people.
我们也不应该想，如果一个人已经接受了二次启迪，所以他肯定是比其他的奉献者都好。
We can give them more respect, but it does not necessarily indicate that they are more advanced.
我们可以恰当的去尊敬他们，但是这并不一定意味着他们就是最好的奉献者。
In the same way, one may be a sannyasi in the renounced order of life, but it does not mean that he is more advanced than another devotee who is in householder life.
同样的，如果一个人他是个 sannyasi，他是一个弃绝阶层的人，但这也并不意味着 并不一定意味着他比一个居士更为进步。
We have to give more respect to the sannyasi, but we should not think that because just because he's a by being a sannyasi, he's automatically more spiritually advanced.
我们可以恰当的去尊敬一位 sannyasi, 但是呢，这同时同样也并不一定就意味着他的就比一个居士更为进步，他在灵义上。
These are material positions and material designations.
这些都是物质的地位，物质的位置。
And we are.Trying to develop the qualities of devotees, Vaishnavas, who are on the transcendental plane.
我们要努力去培养的是处在超然层面的 Vaishnava 的品质。
So we want to come to the transcendental platform.
所以呢，我们是想要达到超然的层面。
But we cannot neglect the material responsibilities.
但是呢，同时我们不应该去忽略自己的物质责任。
We cannot think we're so transcendental that we can just do anything.
我们不应该想着我们是如此的超然，我们什么事都可以做。
It is said a Vaishnava is even more elevated than a Brahmana.
据说一个 Vaishnava 甚至比 Brahman 比婆罗门还要更为敬，更要崇高。
So this means a Vaishnava should have all the qualities of a Brahmana.
这就意味着一个 Vaishnava 他已经具备了，应该具备作为婆罗门所有的品质。
The qualities of the Brahmana are described in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita 第十八章已经描述了婆罗门的品质。
There are 9 qualities mentioned for the Brahmana.
这一 Brahmana 他一共提到了九个品质。
Especially important for the Brahmana is that they should be very clean in their habits.
那对于这个 Brahmana 来说，尤其重要的一个就是他们的习惯应该非常的洁净。
A Brahmana will not leave a place dirty.
一个 Brahmana 离开一个地方的时候，这个地方不应该是脏的。
He has to leave a place cleaner than it was when he came.
他离开这个地方的时候，这个地方应该比他来的时候更为洁净。
Prabhupada used to give the example which he learned when he was a chemist.
Prabhupada 曾经举了一个他还是一个医生的时候的例子。
When Prabhupada was a young man, he worked in a chemical business.
或者是一个化学工厂。他年轻的时候曾经在这工作过。
Are you hearing everything?
都听到了吗？三十多话，婆婆。
我还是听到的。声音还够大。
他听你那边没反应。Yes.
他们有人的电脑不带了。
有人。
没问题，继续吧。
继续。Okay. So, Prabhupada gave the example, when you mix a base with an acid, then there will be a reaction. A chemical reaction will take place. A base means something like chalk, with an acid. A solution, a chemical solution, a type of, who knows chemistry?You know, if you mix sodium hydroxide with acid, hydrochloric acid, there will be a chemical reaction.
反正就是你加一个化学元素，再加另外一个化学元素，最后就会有一个化学反应。
So in the same way, when a Brahmana contacts a dirty place, he cannot just simply leave it dirty. He must clean it.
同样的，一个婆罗门如果他到了一个肮脏的地方，他不能就任凭它脏下去，他应该立即去清洁它。
He has to, of course, clean himself, not only externally, but also internally.
当然了，首先他不一定是 不仅仅是去只是在表面上的洁净，同时他还要保证内在的洁净。
As devotees, we have the responsibility to keep our bodies clean, regularly bathing and changing the dress, but also to clean the heart.
作为一个奉献者呢，我们不仅仅是应该在躯体上应该洁净，应该勤沐浴啊，或者换衣服啊，同时呢，我们在内心深处也应该保持洁净。
And then devotee also has responsibility. Well, of course, we clean the heart by devotional service through chanting the holy name and worshiping Krishna.
当然了，我们也是通过奉献服务，通过唱诵圣名、崇拜 Krishna 来洁净内心。
Another important quality for the Brahmana is that he will be very truthful. He cannot tell lies.
一个婆罗门还有一个很好的、一个很重要的品质，就是他非常的真诚，他从不说谎。
Although there may be some special cases where he has to lie.
当然了，可能有些特别的情况，他不得不撒谎。
In order to protect some innocent people.
第二呢，能够去保护一些无辜的人。
So Prabhupada gave the example about the young boy who wanted to go to the school. The teacher of the teacher in charge of the school, the guru, asked him, "Who is your father?"
So the 旁边就举了一个例子，他是一个小孩子去上学，然后这个学校的那个校长和老师呢就问他，你的父亲是谁？
The teacher wanted to know who was the father, then this way he could understand the boy, the nature of the boy, if he was a good boy to be admitted into the school.
这个老师之所以问这个孩子的父亲是谁呢，这样呢他就问了之后，他就可以知道这个孩子品性如何了，就可以决定是否要接受他入学。
So the young boy said, I don't know, I have to go and ask my mother.
那这个小孩子就说，我不知道，我得去问我妈妈。
But then his mother also didn't know who was his father. So the young boy came back and told the teacher in charge of the school, my mother doesn't know who is my father. So the teacher understood this boy is very truthful, and he told the boy, yes, all right, you can be admitted in my school.
那这个老师一听呢，就知道这个孩子还是很诚实的，所以他就好，那我就同意你就入学吧。
So this is the nature of another. That even if he is ashamed or put in an embarrassing situation, he will not hide the truth.
所以这就是一位 Brahmana 的品质，即便他就是这个处境非常的尴尬，而且让人蛮觉得蛮羞辱的，但是他仍然会去讲述他的真实情况。
We rarely find these qualities in the modern time.
我们在现在这个社会很难发现这些品质。
People will often lie about things just for the sake of their own name and fame.
人们很通常都是为了自己个人的名誉去撒谎。
But a Brahmana will simply speak the truth.
但是一位 Brahmana 讲述真理。
So as devotees, we have to have these qualities of the Brahmana.
那么作为奉献者的，应该具备这作为 Brahmana 应该具备的品质。
Prabhupada would often stress how, as devotees, after evacuating from the body, we must bathe.
而且庞巴还说，一个奉献者他大便以后应该沐浴。
And he said every day you should bathe at least twice a day.
他说你每天应该至少沐浴两次。
Never less than once.
绝对不要少于一次。
So these are Prabhupada's instructions. How he wanted us to live our practice in this way, by practice following these simple rules, it makes it easier for us to be in Krishna consciousness.
天安庞巴就希望我们通过追随这些品质，追随这些规范呢，能够让我们更容易的去变得具有 Krishna 智慧。
Another important aspect of Vaishnava etiquette is that we should be careful in associating and dealing with materialistic people.
Vaishnava 礼仪还有一个很重要的一方面，就是我们应该当我们和非奉献者和物质主义在打交道的时候，应该非常的小心。
So, in this case, in the 1970s, there was some criticism of devotees.
在七十年代的时候呢，曾经奉献者有些受到过一些批评。
People were saying that the lifestyle which devotees lead tends to isolate them from the world.
人们就会说，奉献者的这种生活方式容易让他们和这个世界隔离开来，就是有点脱离社会。
And Prabhupada agreed. He said, "Yes, we hate to mix with these materialistic people."
Prabhupada 同意，他说是啊，我们很讨厌，不喜欢和这些物质主义的人交往，混在一起。
He says, "No, he says no crows will like to live with the swans."
他说没有crows.
The crow.
没有乌鸦想跟那个。想跟天鹅住在一起。
The birds of the same feather flock together.
人以类，物以类聚，人以群分。
So as devotees, you know, we are also sensitive about who we mix with.
所以呢，作为奉献者，我们也应该非常的敏感，和谁到底和什么样的人在一起。
Lord Chaitanya was asked.You can see in Chaitanya Charitamrita described, Lord Chaitanya was asked how to recognize a Vaishnava.
在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面，有人问主 Chaitanya 如何能够认出一位 Vaishnava 来。
And the answer was given that a Vaishnava will give up the association of materialistic people.
那么这个回答就是一位 Vaishnava 会放弃物质主义者的联谊。
Of course, in the material world, you may have a job. You may have even also relatives and things, people you have to mix with who are not devotees.
当然了，物质主义者，在这物现在这物质社会呢，我们有工作啊，可能等等，我们也很难避免跟这些物质主义者打交道。
So we have to mix with them to some extent.
所以呢，我们和他的交流还是就是在一定程度上，我们还是得和他们打交道。
But we do not associate with them intimately.
但是呢，我们并不会去和他们进行亲密的联谊。
We do not.And we do not take part in loving exchanges with them.
我们并不会参与与他们的爱情交流。
Loving exchanges take place between the devotees.
爱情交流应该是在奉献者内部进行。
In the Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami describes loving exchanges.
在 Rupa Goswami 在教诲的甘露里面就描述了爱情交流。
He says, offering gifts and accepting gifts.
他提到了应该给予礼物，接受礼物。
Offering prasadam and accepting prasadam,
给予 prasadam, 接受 prasadam,
and inquiring confidentially and revealing one's mind in confidence.
应该是机密的去询问，同时应该机密给予机密的建议或者自己机密的询问，敞开心扉。
These are the six items of loving exchange between one devotee and another devotee.
这就是一位奉献者和另外一位奉献者应该进行的。
Yeah, but we don't.But we don't enjoy these exchanges with non-devotees.
但是呢，我们不会和一些非奉献者进行这样的爱心交流。
We have to mix with them, but we associate with them externally, not in the same way as we do with devotees.
我们呢，可能也得和他们在一起，但是呢，我们和他们的交流更多的是外在、表面上的，但我们不会在内心深处去和他们联系的太亲密。
Prabhupada gave instructions about many little things which sometimes seem insignificant.
Prabhupada 举了很多的一些很多例子，给了很多的训示，这些例子有的时候看见似乎是非常的微不足道。
But even sometimes little things had great significance to Prabhupada.
但是即便是这些小事情，对圣婆婆来说也是非常的重要的。
One of to give an example, one thing Prabhupada was greatly disturbed by.Was when devotees would slam doors.
其中一个例子就是怕，如果一些奉献者他就是那个门关的很重的话，那婆婆也是很受影响，很受骚扰干扰。
To Srila Prabhupada, this showed that the person was careless and didn't make proper use of things.
这对婆婆来说，他就会认为这个奉献者就很不细心，他没有恰当的利用一些事情。
And Prabhupada said that the sound of the slamming of the door was paining his heart.
妈妈就说，她说如果他一听到这个撞门声，他就心里很疼痛。
Another thing he didn't like was if people just left the doors open.
还有一个他不喜欢的事情就是不关门。
He told the story that one company was recruiting new workers for their they were looking for new staff and they were interviewing people.
那举了一个例子，他说一个公司在招新员工。
And there were two good candidates.
那有两个比较好的候选人。
And one man, he had been much more educated than the other man.
其中一个人他比另外一个人受过很多更多的教育。
So it seemed like he was the better man for the job.
所以看起来好像这个人更加适合这个工作。
But as he left for the interview, he went out of the room and left the door open.
但是呢，当他离开这个面试的时候，他就出了房间的门，他没关门。
And the other man who hadn't been so well educated, when he had finished, he closed the door carefully.
那另外一个人他受的教育不是很多，但是当他离开这个面试的时候，他就把门关上，轻轻的关，小心的关上了。
So to the people who were looking, who they were interviewing, this had great significance on their judgment.
那么对于这个面试举行做面试的这个人呢，那就这对他来说是很重要，他能够做出评判。
They understood this man who's closed the door that although he's not so well educated, he's easier to train.
他就能够理解，就这个不是很受教育不多的这个人，虽然说他教育不多，但是呢，很容易去训练他。
And they thought that this man will be better for the job.
所以呢，他们就认为决定这个人更适合这个工作。
We can train him, and he will.He can accept the training and put it to practice.
他们就觉得我们能够去训练他们，而且他能够很容易的接受这个训练，并且去实践它。
So Prabhupada would often tell these kind of stories to us to indicate his points to bring home his instructions.
随缘堂法经常会给我们讲这样的一些小故事，然后让我们能更好的理解他给我们的训示。
We can try to remember these little things like this.
我们就可以去记，是尽量去记着这些小事情。
It all helps to make us better devotees.
这总是能够帮助我们成为更好的奉献者。
Another thing Prabhupada had to comment about was stealing.
包括还有一个下评论的就是关于偷东西。
Of course, it's a moral principle recommended in all scriptures that people should not steal.
当然了，所有的经典里面都讲述一些基本的道德规范。
And this is like a prerequisite that you cannot take up spiritual culture if you're in the habit of stealing.
这就好像是一个前提条件一样，如果你这个人有一个偷的习惯，你很难认真灵修。
There's a story that when Prabhupada first came to Vrindavan and brought some of the young devotees from the west with him.
有这样一个例子，就婆婆到了 Vrindavan， 然后带了一些从西方带了一些年轻的门徒过来。
So these young men they hadn't been in India before.
这一年年轻人以前从来没去过印度。
And they had just hadn't been devotees very long.
他们做奉献的时间也不长。
And it's told that they were going through the village and in Vrindavan, and they have these sweet shops. In the sweet shops, they put a lot of sweets at the side of the road in big baskets.
然后呢，他们就在去那个去了 Vrindavan， 经过一些那个大街、那个小街、小巷，那个小那个街的两边呢，都有很多的那个甜品店，都装在篮子里面。
So these young men, they were coming from the west, and they liked very much to eat sweets.
这些来自于西方的年轻人，他们很喜欢吃甜品。
And so they were sitting in the bicycle rickshaws going through the village, and they saw the sweet, and they just reached over and grabbed some of the sweets.
他们坐在那个三轮车上面经过的时候，他就伸出手去把抓了甜品一把抓过来。
And they were on the bicycle. The man was riding the bike, so they didn't stop. They just drove off.
那么这个开就是踩三轮车的这个人，他并没有停下来，就继续就踩着走了。
So what? One of the men came to the temple and complained.
其中一个人就到庙里面来抱怨。
He said the devotees are stealing the sweets.
这奉献者在偷甜品。
So Prabhupada said, "Who's doing this?"
Prabhupada 说谁做的
？And the devotees said.But Prabhupada, Krishna steals.
这不也就是说，爸爸 ，Krishna 也偷啊。
So Prabhupada said, doesn't mean you can steal.
那爸爸就说，那并不意味着你也可以偷。
You have to stop this stealing.
你不能偷。
So sometimes even a simple thing like this, Prabhupada had to bring home these points to the devotees, make it clear what is the standard of behavior for a devotee.So it is said the consciousness of a devotee is manifested by his actions.
听说一个奉献者，他的知觉呢，就是通过他的行动得以展示。
And the greatest stumbling block in our spiritual life is offenses.
我们在灵修道路上最大的障碍就是冒犯。
We have to be very careful in dealing in different relationships.
我们应该非常的小心地处理不同的关系。
Srila Prabhupada's reputation depends on our behavior.
圣帕帕说 ，Srila Prabhupada's reputation.
Yeah.
圣帕帕的名声就靠我们的行为来决定。
Hello,
Michael.
Hello, Haribo.
Yes, sir. Okay.
You can go on.
Yeah, good.
Okay, so Prabhupada was asked, how would we recognize a Vaishnava?
So, 有人就问他哈，那我们怎么能够认出一名 Vaishnava 呢？
He said he will be a perfect gentleman.
他就说，婆婆就回答说，他是一个完美的绅士。
He will act in a way that he is of ideal character.
他的行为举止呢，就展证是他是有完美的品质。
So it sometimes it's hard to balance the two things that you want to preach and at the same time you want to behave properly.
第一，有的时候呢，我们很难能达到两者的平衡，一方面想要传道，另外一方面呢，行为举止要非常的恰当。
So they said some people preach but they don't behave properly.
据说有的人他传教，但他行为不是很得体。
And other people behave properly they don't preach.
还有些人行为很得当，行为举止很得体，但是他又不传教。
I mean, probably we could say, well, it's easier to behave properly if we don't have to preach.
有的人肯定会说，如果你不用传教的话，可能你要行为举止得当，可能会容易一点。
Because if you have to preach, you have to meet so many people, and they will be nasty to you. You can get upset. You can get easily. You can forget sometimes that you're a devotee.
因为有的是当你传教的时候，你可能会遇到很多很讨厌的人，他们很粗鲁，然后有可能。有的时候你忘了自己是奉献者。
You may get angry with them.
比如说你可能会对他发怒。
You may have a big fight with them.
甚至跟他打起来。
Yeah, so if you could say you just want to behave properly, then better not to preach. Some people think like that.
有的人他们就有的时候就会想，你如果要行为得体的话，干脆不要，尽量不要传教算了。
And some people they will preach, but they don't care about the behavior.
还有些人他们传教，但是他们却不是很在乎自己的行为。
Yeah, no, they'll do anything they can just to make their point and to to achieve what they think is giving Krishna consciousness.
那他们就会以千方百计以自己的方式去达到他认为自己可以给予 Krishna 去觉得这个结果。
Just like sometimes people in trying to distribute a book, you know, they will really force a person to take the book.
有的时候，有的人在派书的时候强迫别人买书。
You know, even though they don't really want the book, you know, they'll just force it down their throat, you know.
人家有的人不买书，他就强迫人家扔在人家身上。
So that kind of preaching is not very good, you know.
这种传教不是太好。
But if one can both preach and behave properly, then that is the proper standard.
但是呢，如果一个人他既传教，同时行为又很得体的，那就是很恰当的。
And this was appreciated by Sanatana Goswami. He glorified Haridas Thakur like this. At one point, Prabhupada decided, he decided that now we have enough Krishna conscious devotees. Prabhupada wrote a letter to a devotee. He said, we shouldn't be so much concerned with expanding our devotees. Just to have more and more devotees. He said, that's not so important. He said, we want to improve the quality of the devotees. He said, just like when you boil the milk, you have to make, as you boil the milk, it becomes thicker and sweeter. So,Now Prabhupada said, now we should do like that. We should boil the milk. So this is the idea that by training the devotee, giving the devotees the proper training and behavior, that they will become very pure and satisfied and peaceful in their habits.
所以呢，这样呢，我们就在给尽量的很好的训练会员，让我们会员的行为非常的纯洁，非常的平和，同时非常的满足。
When devotees are ideal in behavior, then they will naturally cooperate amongst themselves.
当奉献者他们的行为很得体的时候，自然而然他们就会互相合作，互相配合。
If devotees simply come together and fight with each other, then it means we're very much lacking in Krishna consciousness.
如果非愿者走到就互相争斗互相打仗的话，那就说明他们非常缺乏互信的支持。
There may be differences of opinion.
当然意见上可能是分歧。
Even advanced devotees will have differences of opinion.
即便是进步的奉献者，他们仍然会有分歧不同的意见。
They have different opinions about how Krishna consciousness should be spread.
他们关于如何去传播 Krishna 知觉也有不同的意见。
They may have different opinions in interpreting the scriptures.
他们解释经典的方式也可能有不同的地方。
But they will not fight with each other. They will not degrade themselves into passion, the modes of passion and ignorance.
但是呢，他们不会因此而互相争斗斗争，他们也不会因此而堕落到情欲或者愚昧的形象。
The symptom of a Vaishnava, one of the important symptoms of a Vaishnava is their humility.
Vaishnava 的一个重要的品质就是他的谦卑。
Lord Chaitanya has taught us in Shikshastikam how we have to be humble.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他在他的主的八心品里面也教导了我们应该如何做到谦卑。
More humble than the grass in the street.
你应该比地上的一个草还要卑微。
More tolerant than the tree.
应该比大树还要宽容。
So by properly engaging in Krishna's service, we should manifest these qualities.
所以呢，如果我们恰当的去做奉献、对这些奉献服务的话，那我们就能够
He will not be puffed up.
他就不会骄傲，他就能展示这些品质。
Yeah, he's not going to be thinking he's better than others.
他绝对不会认为自己比其他的人更好。
But he's compassionate for others.
但是呢，他对别人充满怜悯。
So there are two paths in Krishna consciousness. One path is the path of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Krishna 知觉有两条道路，一条呢就是 Srimad Bhagavatam 的道路。
And the other path is the path of deity worship.
另外一条道路就是形象崇拜。
As it taught in the scripture known as the Panchatrika.
经典里面经典讲的 Panchatrika.
So both the temple path of temple worship is very important for people in the beginning Krishna consciousness.
对于刚刚开始修习 Krishna 知觉的奉献者来说，就是念崇拜这些道路都非常的重要。
So that we can become more purified.
这样我们才能更好的、更多的受能够受到更好的净化。
We do temple worship, practice regulated principles.
我们就做神像崇庙里的神像崇拜，我们就去遵守规范原则。
And at the same time, we study Srimad Bhagavatam.
同时呢，我们也去研习甚至佛教瓦坛。
And we gradually come to understand Srimad Bhagavatam.
然后呢，我们能够逐步逐步的能理解甚至佛教瓦坛。
So both of these things have to go on side by side.
所以呢，这两者都必须同时进行。
This is a life of a devotee practicing bhakti yoga.
这就是修习瑜伽的奉献者的生活。
You can read in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 12, text number 9.
我们可以去读一下 Bhagavad Gita 的第十二章的第九十节。
In the purport, the second paragraph of the purport, Srila Prabhupada describes the daily life of a devotee.
那圣帕巴就在这个要旨的第二段里面描述了一位奉献者的日常生活。
That they will wake up early in the morning.
他们会一大早清早就起床。
They will have a bath.
沐浴
，put on clean cloth，
穿上干净的衣服
，and they may go out and look for flowers to offer to Krishna。
可能会出去找鲜花供奉给 Krishna。
And they'll come back and offer worship to the deity。
然后他们会回来，然后去崇拜神像。
Then they will study Srimad Bhagavatam。
然后接下去学习甚至佛教瓦坛。
And then they will cook an offering for their Lord。
然后呢，他们会烹调供奉给主。
And in this way, they engage themselves in the devotional activity. So there are two paths there. One is the path of the deity worship, and the other is the path of Srimad Bhagavatam. Studying Srimad Bhagavatam is for Paramahansas, for people who are very elevated.
学习圣典佛教瓦坛是 Paramahamsa 就是那些非常崇高的人做的运动。
We become qualified to understand Srimad Bhagavatam by doing this deity worship.
我们可以通过神像崇拜的能够得到资格去理解圣灵活在外。
So we encourage the devotees to try to practice these things in their own home.
所以呢，我们鼓励奉献者在家里就尽量能去练习这些。
Have an altar and wake up in the morning to worship on the, at the altar.
家里应该有个神像，应该有神台，然后早上清早起来去崇拜神像。
So Shukpa describes that he received a letter from some people in India who were appreciating his work in spreading Krishna consciousness around the world. And they especially the regulative principles which Prabhupada had introduced.And they were saying how this is very wonderful that they were establishing the Vedic culture around the world. But they also questioned whether or not it would be possible to how long it would continue, how long it could go on, would it continue in the future?
但同时呢，他们也询问这种能力到底能够继续多久，能够持延续多久，能够将来能够继续
延续多久。They were doubtful that people from outside the Vedic culture would ever stick to these principles.
他们怀疑那些不是在伟大文化中成长的人们是否能够遵守这些伟大文化的原则。
So Prabhupada said, "This is a warning to us."
所以呢，婆婆就说这是对我们来说是一种警告。
That we should not deviate from these.So deity worship and studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Because these things will keep us always strong in Krishna consciousness. Now another aspect of devotion of a devotee in Vaishnava behavior is that a serious devotee is always ready to take guidance.From our Vaishnavas.
Vaishnava, 他一个认真的 Vaishnava, 还有一个特征呢，就是说他是非常的认真的去，寻求年长奉献者、年长 Vaishnava 的指导。
Yeah, that a devotee is willing to hear from others. She does not think I know everything.
一个奉献者，他总是愿意去聆听别人的说话，他不会认为我什么都知道。
A devotee has to be, submissive and willing to hear. Prabhupada explains that if a devotee will display the proper Vaishnava behavior, then it is it's an inspiration for others. The people will appreciate the purity of the devotee. But if we don't follow, then there will be a big problem. Prabhupada was concerned we should get the support of the public.People should appreciate the devotees of Krishna consciousness. That their lives are an ideal for others. We have to be very straightforward in our dealings. A devotee should never misrepresent himself.Just like sometimes devotees will misrepresent themselves simply for the sake of taking money, collecting money from the public. Sometimes in the course of distributing Krishna's paraphernalia, the devotees may also make some false claims.
有的时候奉献人能够去得到一些需要的设备，他们也会做一些错误的宣布。
Sometimes devotees have bad experiences like this in dealing with other devotees.
有的时候奉献者在跟其他的奉献者相处的时候，他们对自己也有一些不好的体验。
They feel cheated. They feel disappointed.
他们感觉到受到欺骗，感觉就很失望。
And it disturbs their own faith in the Krishna consciousness movement.
这样呢，他们就这就稍干扰了他们对 Krishna 知觉运动的信心。
So all of us as devotees, we have to be very careful, to not fall into this, not to misrepresent the movement.
所以呢，我们奉献者应该非常小心的，千万不要错误的代表我们这个运动。
And we should also look out for other people also, that they also don't get into this trap.
同时呢，我们要看着身边其他的奉献者，千万不要掉到了这个陷阱里。
We have to protect the devotees.That if somebody's in looking after other people, he has to protect them, keep them, care for them, that they're not exploited by others.
那我们照顾其他的奉献者的同时，我们就要保护他们，让他们不要受到其他人的剥削和利用。
We have to always be looking for the welfare of the devotees.
我们总是要去保护奉献者的福利。
Now we will look a little more about to the etiquette, the dealing with the proper etiquette between devotees.
现在我们更多的来看一下奉献者之间的一些相处的一些礼仪。
So in the Krishna consciousness movement, we have quite a structured society.
在 Krishna 知觉里面呢，我们有一个很就是结构很完善的一个社团。
And it's according to the Varnashram.
这个就是按照 Varnashram 制度。
We have the different ashrams: Sannyasi, Vanaprastha, Grihastha, Brahmachari.
我们有不同的 ashram， 有 Sannyasi， 有 Vanaprastha， 有 Grihastha， 还有 Brahmachari。
There's also different considerations of seniority.
同时呢，我们还要考虑人们的那种。
This is usually according to initiation.
所以呢，通常是按照一个人的启迪。
Devotees who have received initiation earlier are to be considered should be considered senior.
就是奉献者早比我们早启迪的奉献者，应该被我们应该认为他们是我们的年长奉献者。
In a spiritual, in a external sense, in a material sense, they're considered senior. It doesn't mean they're more spiritually advanced.But they're given more respect.
这个从外在来看，他们是更加年长的。这并不意味着他们的灵修比我们更进步。但是呢，我们应该恰当的去尊敬他们。
Also, one's guru's godbrothers, the godbrothers of one's guru should also be respected, just like the guru.
那 guru 的神兄弟，就是我们的领导是神兄弟，我们也应该尊敬他们，像尊敬我们自己的 guru 一样。
They may not be sannyasis.But if they're godbrothers of the spiritual master, they should be received just like the spiritual master.
但是呢，因为他们是我们灵性导师的神兄弟，所以呢，我们对他们应该像对灵性导师一样尊敬。
There's a good example of how Lord Chaitanya dealt with the godbrother of his own guru.
这就是 Chaitanya 就有一个完美的榜样，他是如何去跟他的guru 的神兄弟相处的。
First of all, there was one godbrother.Of his spiritual master named Govinda, who came to him and said, "I've been sent here to be your servant."
首先呢，就有他的灵性导师的神兄弟叫 Govinda 来到他面前，他说呢，我被派过来做你的仆人的。
So Lord Chaitanya said, "You cannot serve me. You're the god brother of my spiritual master."
就 Chaitanya 就说，你不能服务我，你是我灵性导师的神兄弟。
Lord Chaitanya didn't want to accept him as a servant.
所以主持人家不想接受他为他的仆人。
But Govinda said, "No, my spiritual master said that I should come to serve you."
那 Govinda 就说不，我的灵性导师说我应该来服务你。
He said, "The order of my guru."
这是我 guru 的训示。
So you should allow me to fulfill the order of my guru.
所以你应该允许我去履行我 guru 给我的训示。
So Lord Chaitanya accepted him.
主持人就接受了他。
And there was another.Person called Ramachandra Puri.
还有个人呢，叫做 Ramachandra Puri.
Now he was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri.
他是 Madhavendra Puri 的门徒。
But he had fallen into bad association.
但是呢，他后来掉入了不好的不良联谊当中。
He had become influenced by impersonal philosophy.
他受到了非人格主义的哲学的影响。
And he was not, he did not get the mercy of his guru, Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was very sick. In his old age, he was leaving his body and he was feeling separation from Krishna. And at that time, his disciple, this disciple Ramachandra Puri, came to him and told him, do not lament Gurudev, you should just think of the impersonal
Brahman.
Yeah, the Brahman, if you will think of the Brahman, then that is oneness and there's peace and joyfulness there, there's tranquility there. So when Madhavendra Puri heard this, he was very upset and he said, get out of my sight, you foolish person. He said, if I have to see your face at the time of death, I will never achieve my desired destination. So there are 2 points. You see, Ramachandra Puri, he made a very serious mistake that he tried to instruct his own guru. And so that is just one thing to be understood. And the other thing was he had fallen into bad association. So he did not get the mercy of his guru. But still, when he Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya respected him. Lord Chaitanya, although Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, offered Ramachandra Puri all respect because Ramachandra Puri was a god brother of his own guru. Lord Chaitanya is a disciple, was initiated by Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So Ishwara Puri and Ramachandra Puri were god brothers. They were both disciples of Madhavendra Puri. But Ishwara Puri got the mercy of his guru. And Ramachandra Puri did not. But still, Lord Chaitanya offered all his respect to Ramachandra Puri.
Yeah,
because he said, he's the godbrother of my guru. Ramachandra Puri came to Lord Chaitanya and he saw in Lord Chaitanya's room there were many ants, many insects moving around. And he said, ah, now I know. He said, before I have heard that you and your people, you eat too much. I can see many insects here. This means you are keeping sweets here. You know, it's the nature of ants that they move everywhere. Even you don't keep sweets, they'll be everywhere. So, when Lord Chaitanya heard this criticism, then he told his servant, from now on, only give me half the amount of prasadam that you are giving me. Yeah, Lord Chaitanya greatly reduced his eating. Just based on the criticism of this one person, Ramachandra Puri. Although this person was not in good standing, Lord Chaitanya respected him.
Ramachandra Puri 这个人, 他根本就不是一个, 就是他的地位不是很好, 因为他, 非人格的，但是这个同学他仍然是尊敬，很尊敬他。
So anyway, the point is the god brothers of the guru should be respected, just like the guru.
但这个要讲的要旨，关键的就是说，我们应该尊敬我们的 guru 的神兄弟，就尊敬我们自己的 guru 一样。
Of course, the god brother of the guru don't have the right to just come and just give instructions to everyone independently of the guru.
当然了，这个guru 的神兄弟并没有这个权利，他独自的。离开他的 guru 来到这里来给予训示。
Their duty is to encourage the disciples to follow, carry out the orders of the guru.
他们的职责是来鼓励这个门徒去很好的履行他的 guru 的训示。
In a Vaishnava society, everyone should try to become humble.
在外星的社团当中，每一个人都应该尽量变得谦卑。
And the more advanced one is, the more humble they become.
一个人越是进步，他就越谦卑。
Sometimes a senior devotee may offer respect to a junior devotee just out of his humility.
有的时候，一个年长的奉献者，他会去表示对一个年幼的奉献者的尊敬，就只是因为他的谦卑。
But a junior devotee should not think that he deserves that respect.
但是这个年幼的奉献他不应该再有自己配得这个尊重。
On the other hand, he should feel embarrassed.
另外一方面，他甚至应该觉得很尴尬。
And he should pray to Krishna that Krishna will receive the respect.
他应该向 Krishna 祈祷，希望 Krishna 来接受这个尊敬。
So in dealing with devotees, in dealing with God brothers, we often address each other as Prabhu.
我们在和奉献者、在和神兄弟们打交道的时候，我们总是要互相称呼 Prabhu.
So Prabhupada says we should not use this term Prabhu mechanically.
那 Prabhupada 就说我们不应该机械的叫 Prabhu 这个单词。
We should actually mean it.
我们应该就讲的时候，心里也同样这样去想。
Prabhu means master.
Prabhu 的意思是主人。
And if we accept others as Prabhu, then it means that we should be the servant.
如果我们都接受别人为我们的 Prabhu, 那就意味着我们是他们的仆人。
So we should not want to become a Prabhu and make others as our servant.
我们不应该想自己成为 Prabhu, 然后把别人变成我们的仆人。
The idea is everyone should think of himself as the servant.
关键就是每个人我们应该把自己看成是仆人。
We shouldn't think that we have become the master.
我们不应该让自己成了主人。
Just because somebody calls us Prabhu, it doesn't mean we've become the master.
别人叫我们 Prabhu, 并不意味着我们真的成了主人了。
There was a great scientist. His name was Emerson, and he used to say, "Every man I meet is my superior."
有一个伟大的 scientist, 一个伟大的科学家叫做爱默生。他说每一个我见到的人都是我的长者。
And can learn something from everyone.
我能够向每个人都学到这一些东西。
And to serve the spiritual master means also to serve the devotees.
服务灵性导师，导师也意味着要服务其他的奉献者。
The spiritual master is not without his followers, the devotees.
灵性导师他是绝对不会独立于他的追随者和他的奉献者而存在。
Just like if a king comes, then you have to also serve his ministers, secretary, and all the people who accompany him.
就是好像一个国王来了，同时你要去服务伴随他同在的那些秘书啊、仆人啊、用具啊等等。
So, to serve the devotees is more pleasing than service to the spiritual master.
对于奉献者的服务，其实比直接服务灵性导师更让这个领导的受到取悦。
I remember, Prabhupada used to come to one place when he would drive the car. He would come in India from Calcutta to the temple in Calcutta. He'd take a car to drive the car up to Mayapur, which takes about 4 hours.
他有一次跑步有一次开就是他乘车李峰也有开车从扎尔格达到玛雅普大概4小时。
So there was a place on the road every time when Prabhupada would go halfway, there was one place where there were some mango trees, and Prabhupada would always stop the car there, and he would take some break there and have some prasadam.
那在那个从加尔各答去 Maya 的路上，到大概路程一半的时候，那个路旁有一些芒果树，每次爸爸经过的时候，他就把车停下来，然后在那休息一会儿。
So,
荣耀菩萨的。
So Prabhupada had a whole entourage of people with him.
Entourage.
It means many people, many devotees, followers.
当时呢，有很多很多很多一大群朋友跟他在一起。
You know, there were several sannyasis.
有几个 sannyasi。
And then there was a lot of other brahmacharis and ladies also.
还有很多其他的 brahmacharya 还有 matachi。
You know, several vehicles going.
有几个车。
So we all stopped at the one place.
我们都停在一个地方。
And first of all, everyone served Prabhupada his prasada.
首先呢，每个人都去给 Prabhupada 派 prasada。
Then after Prabhupada took prasada, then we served the sannyasi's prasada.
全部把荣耀好菩萨的以后呢，再派给 sannyasi 菩萨的。
And then after the sannyasis took prasadam, then we served all the devotees prasadam.
Sannyasi 们荣耀完了之后呢，再去派给其他的僧人的菩萨的。
The Prabhupada liked this.
Prabhupada 喜欢这个。
He said, in where the Vaishnava etiquette is preserved, where you keep the proper Vaishnava behavior, he said, then certainly Krishna is present.
就说如果我们能够只要在任何一个地方能够恰当的去遵循这个 Vaishnava 礼仪的话，那 Krishna 就在这里。
So this is the idea. We want to bring the presence of Krishna by our behavior.
所以呢，这样就是这样。我们希望通过我们的行为能够把 Krishna 带过来。
So you know, devotees are not so many. We're not so many devotees. It's very important for us that we all work together.
那因为我们现在没有多少朋友的，所以呢，我们一定要很好的一起合作，这一点非常的重要。
Prabhupada said, doesn't matter what your ashram is, if you're a grihastha or sannyasi or what. He said, we're all devotees, we're all surrendered to Krishna.
Prabhupada 说，不管你是 sannyasi 也好，还是 grihastha 居士也好，这都不重要，我们都是 Krishna 的仆人。
But all these other, you know, grihastha, vanaprastha, these are all just designations.
其他的，比如说维哈萨还有瓦纳普拉萨，这些都是一些身份。
Krishna consciousness is transcendental.
Krishna 知觉是超然的。
So we have to deal in the proper way.
所以呢，我们应该有恰当的举止。
Now, there's one. I want to change the topic a little bit here.Something interesting. Somebody asked me recently about taking prasada.
一个很别的，最近问我关于我杀的。
About taking remnants of devotees.
关于去接受奉献者的剩余的食物。
Do you get the bhakti of the pure devotee?
你会得到纯粹奉献者的 bhakti 吗
？Does a pure devotee get our karma?
或者纯粹不愿者会接受我们的业报吗
？What about taking? What if we take the remnants of somebody who is not maybe a pure devotee, is a mixed devotee?
如果我们去接受一个不是纯粹不愿者，他是混合的或不愿者的食物会怎么样
？Just like somebody may say, "Well, I'm a Brahmana, you know, you can take my remnants if you like."
就有的人就会说，我是个婆罗门，你喜欢的你可以吃我剩下。
So then, do we change? Is there an exchange of karma or?What happens?
这里会有业报的交互传递吗
Does the person who takes the remnants get the bhakti?
那么这个吃了这个剩余的这个食物，这个奉献人会得到 bhakti 吗
？And the devotee who left the prasadam, did they get the karma?
那么剩下的 prasadam 这个奉献人会接受业报吗
？This is important to understand.
理解这个是很重要的。
And we may all. What about taking the remnants of a non-devotee?
如果你吃了黑奉献者剩下的怎么办
？So you know we should understand about these things.
那我们对这些都应该有所了解。
Srila Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita 17th chapter.
现在爸爸在第十七章解释。
In the 10th verse.
第十个十几节。
He says remnants of food may be eaten only when they are part of a meal that was first offered to Krishna.
但是如果我们要接受这个食物的这个剩余的话，首先一定它应该是供奉给 Krishna 的食物的一部分。
Or first eaten by saintly persons.
或者说首先是被一位圣人吃过的。
Otherwise, the remnants of food are considered to be in the mode of darkness.
否则的话，剩下的食物被认为是处在愚昧心态。
And they simply increase infection or disease.
它只会增加感染，增加疾病。
So exchange if we have some food. Let's look at first of all about the case of non-devotees. What about non-devotees?
首先，我们来看看非奉献者。
If we were to take some of the remnants of their food, then what will happen?
会怎么样?
It will certainly increase the ignorance.
肯定会增加我们的愚昧。
Even from the material, from the external point of view, it's not hygienic.
即便从个外在表面从外在来看，这也不卫生。
We'll be infected. Not only will be infected on the material level, but on a subtle level also.
不仅仅是在物质层面会受到影响，在轻微层面也会受到影响。
We'll take on their qualities and the karma also of that person.
我们会接受这个人的品质和他的业报。
So it's certainly not recommended to take any food from a person who's not a devotee.
所以肯定我们不推荐去接受一个非奉献者剩下的食。
But if the person is On the other hand, if the person is a saintly person,
另外一方面，如果一个人是圣人，
then foodstuff may be quite potent.
那么这个是非常的有力的。
Just like we know the example in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Narada Muni, as a young boy in his previous life, was serving great saintly persons.
就好像我们说纳尔德温尼这位伟大的圣人，在他很小的时候，他专门去服那圣人。
And he took the remnants of their food.
然后他们就吃，他吃了他们剩下的食物。
And just by the remnants of their food, he became very purified.
他就因为吃了他们剩下的食物，就变得非常的受到净化。
So Srila Prabhupada explains that pure devotion is an infectious thing.
所以呢，他爸说，他说这个纯粹的奉爱是有传染力的。
Just like disease can be infectious.
就好像疾病也有传染性。
So in a good sense, devotion is infectious.
那么从个好的方面来说呢，奉爱也是有传染性的。
A pure devotee, if somebody's a pure devotee, an advanced devotee, he's free from all sins.
所以一个纯粹的奉献者，他免除所有的罪恶。
Just like in the case of Narada Muni, these simply persons, they were, you know, they were very powerful and pure.
就好像 Narada Muni 一样，他们都是很简单、很有力量、很纯粹的。
And they infected Narada Muni.
所以呢，他们就影响了 Narada Muni， 传染给了 Narada Muni。
Narada Muni took on their qualities.
Narada Muni 就得到了他们的品质。
How?
怎么样的呢？
He just took some of the remnants of their food. However, Prabhupada explained one should be very cautious about doing such things.
但是呢，老爸又说，我们应该做这些事情，应该非常的小心谨慎。
Because not everyone is a pure devotee.
因为并不是每个人都是纯粹奉献者。
Sometimes people are only, you know, taking the part of a devotee.Playing the part of a devotee, but they're not really pure devotees.
有的人他们只是扮演纯粹奉献者的角色，他们并不是真正的纯粹奉献者。
So pure devotee has free from all sins.
纯粹奉献者应该免除了一切的罪恶。
They have to be able to purify things.
他们应该能够去净化其他事物。
Just like the sun purifies.
这就好像太阳有净化力。
You know, people may pass so many obnoxious things into the sun, but the sun will never be contaminated.
人们可能会给一些很多非常肮脏、非常污秽的东西传递给太阳，但是太阳呢，从来不会受到影响。
So a real saintly person is so pure that he can purify even a holy place of pilgrimage.
所以呢，这个圣人是如此具有净化力，他甚至能够净化圣地。
Because they carry the Lord in their heart, so they can purify a place.
因为他主就在他的内心，所以呢，他能够净化这个地方。
Sinful people, they go to holy places and leave their sins there.
罪恶的人到了圣地呢，他们把自己的罪恶留在那里。
But saintly people purify holy places.
但是呢，圣人他就会净化这个圣地。
by their own absorption in spiritual practice.
通过他们自己对灵修的专注。
So all sins are removed.
所以所有的罪恶都被去除了。
However, Srila Prabhupada.
然而，圣方法说到，方法说到。
That a saintly person, he says, if one allows materialistic people to touch one's feet.
他说，如果一个人允许一个物质主义者来碰他的脚的话。
Or even offer obeisances.
甚至允许他顶拜。
He has to take their sinful reactions.
他都要接受他的罪恶反应。
And this will have a serious effects on the devotee.
这对奉献者都是有很严重的影响。
It may bring bad health.
可能会，比如身体会不好。
It can even affect his spiritual practice.
甚至影响他的灵修。
So Prabhupada says, devotees in general, we should be careful not to let people touch our feet.
所以呢，旁边就说，我们奉献者应该很小心，不要让别人来碰我们的脚。
This can be very hard in some places. If you go to India, you go to Bangladesh.
有的时候可能会比较难，有的时候你去了印度，去了孟加拉。
People all come, they want to touch your feet.
人们就会来，想要碰你的脚。
And then, also, sometimes people will invite you to their home to eat.
有的时候还会有人邀请到家里去吃饭。
But they're not vegetarian.
他们不是素食。
But they'll cook vegetarian for you.
但是他们会给你做素食。
And they'll give you their karma.
把衣服就给你。
You eat their food, you eat the grains they cook.
你吃了他们的食物，吃了他们做的五谷。
Do you take their karma?
就接受他们的业报。
They will say it's prasad.
他们会说这个是 prasad.
I've cooked prasad for you.
给你做 prasad.
But they really cook meat and fish for others.
但是他们经常在各个供应给别人做肉食做鱼。
And if you eat their food, you have to take their karma.
你吃了他的做的食物的话，你接受他的业报。
So.The devotee has to be very careful.
所以呢，奉献者也很小心。
There are many risks involved.
有很多的风险。
However, devotees are compassionate and they try to give mercy to other people.
但是呢，奉献者应该非常的充，非常的充分，他们会尽量把仁慈给予其他的人。
Now, if we have the opportunity to get the remnants of great devotees, of good great devotees, then we should see it as great mercy.
如果我们有机会能够得到伟大奉献者的剩余的食物的话，我们应该把它视为巨大的恩赐。
It's an opportunity for spiritual advancement.
这是灵修进步的一个机会。
It's not, they shouldn't think that they can continue with their materialistic life.
他们不应该认为他们还可以继续自己的物质主义的生活。
That I will eat the foodstuff offered by this devotee and it will help me to get rid of my sins.
我如果吃了这个奉献者给我的食物的话，我就能够去除掉我的罪恶。
And then I can go on and do more sins.
那我可以去做更多的罪恶。
And I'll eat more of his remnants.
然后再吃更多他的剩下的食物。
It's an opportunity for spiritual advancement.
这是一个灵修进步的机会。
And in this way, people are benefited.
这样的人就能善人受益。
So very important that people who are doing this that they have strong faith.
所以呢，这个吃这个禁欲的这个不吃剩下食物的这个人，应该有强烈的信心。
Taking the remnants of a Vaishnava will be powerful if a person has proper faith.
如果一个人他有恰当的信心的话，那他们去吃别的Vaishnava的剩下的食物就会很有力量。
It is also not only the remnants of a Vaishnava, just simply taking prasadam, the food, you know, food offered to the deity. It also one should also have proper faith.
不仅仅是指吃别的Vaishnava的剩下的食物，同时包括prasadam就是供给神仙的食物，我们应该带着强烈的。
That we do not just simply eat prasadam, we honor prasadam.
我们不是去吃prasadam, 我们是去荣耀prasadam.
We We have to take prasadam with the proper consciousness that this food is for our purification. And that is why before taking prasadam, we always chant the prayer, the prayer that we share with the jhana, that from Yom Dawan.
这就是为什么我每次在荣耀做菩萨的时候，就要唱诵这个祷文。
So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a nice example of a devotee called Kalidas.
Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面有这个很好的例子，有这个人叫做 Kalidas.
And he used to eat the remnants of every devotee.
他曾经吃每个奉献者的剩余的食物。
He was a very advanced devotee.
他是个很进步的奉献。
And he did not think of himself as advanced, and he offered all respect to other Vaishnavas. And he took the food of advanced of all kinds of devotees. Some were Brahmanas, and some were Sudras, and some were very low class. If they would not allow him the remnants, he would find a way to get the remnants. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that there was a great devotee called Yadu Thakur.
Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面讲有一个奉献者叫做 Yadu Thakur.
Now Yadu Thakur was born in a very low class family.
Yadu Thakur 他出生在一个非常低等的家庭。
And he was very very humble.
非常的谦卑。
But this Kalidas came to him and said, "I would like to get the dust from your feet."
Kalidas 就在他面前说，我希望得到你莲花足下的尘土。
But he said, "Oh, please, I'm a low class person. You are born in an aristocratic family. I'm not worthy."
这个奉献者就说，不，求你了，我出身非常的低下，你是个贵族子弟，不要这样。
Anyway, he said, "I brought you these mangoes. Please accept this gift."
他说，我给你带了芒果了，请你接受这个礼物。
And he said, "Please give me your remnants."
请你把剩下的给我，剩下的给我。
But he said, "How? No." He said, "I cannot give you any remnants."
他就说不行啊，我怎么不能给你？我吃剩下的。
He said, "You are a much greater devotee than me."
他说你是比我更为很伟大的奉献者。
So then, Kalidas then left.
然后 Kalidas 就离开了。
But what he did, he went and he hid outside the man's house.So the man took the mangoes in and he gave them to his wife who offered them to their deity. And then after offering them, then they ate the mangoes and they threw them out in the garden. So when they were thrown in the garbage, then this man Kalidas came and he got them from the garbage and he sucked the mango stones. And in this way he got the remnants of Vaishnava. So it said Kalidas got the remnants of as many Vaishnavas as there were in Bengal.
As they were in Bengal.
Yeah, all the Vaishnavas in Bengal. He ate.
就说他吃 Kalidas 他吃了那个孟姜家所有的奉献者的食物，剩下的食物。
And he went to Jagannath Puri, and he even got the remnants of Lord Chaitanya.
他去了主加甘去了加甘的 Puri, 他还吃了主 Chaitanya 的剩下的食物。
Lord Chaitanya, when he would go into the temple of Lord Jagannath, he would wash his feet.But he told his servant, "Never let anybody take this water." But when Kalidas was there, Kalidas took the water and drank it three times. Because Lord Chaitanya has much love for Kalidas. That man Kalidas has so much respect for the Vaishnavas. So the point is, you know, that if taking the remnants of a Vaishnava is a question of faith. If one is very simple, very simple consciousness, then one may take the remnants of any devotee.
如果一个奉献者第一个知觉非常的 单纯非常的谦卑的话，他会去吃所有任何一个外星人奉献者的剩下的食物。
Without considering if they're a high devotee or a low devotee.
他绝对不会去考虑就是高级的奉献者还是低级的奉献者。
But you have that faith. 但
是你得有信心。
When one is, if we haven't got such faith,
如果我没有这个信心的话,
if we're still evaluating, oh, this and he's an advanced devotee, he's not an advanced devotee,
如果我们还在评判这个人是不是这个人不进步,
then it will not be very good for you to take the remnants.
那么你去吃会员剩下的食物就太好了。
So caution when it's required.
所以呢，我们应该很谨慎。
Because we will just be superficial. If we are judging devotee, this devotee is advanced, he's not advanced, I should need this. So that is superficial. And it's not going to increase our faith or devotion. It is recommended that before taking the remnants of any man, seek permission.
据推荐的，如果你在荣耀要接受一个责任的剩余的食物之前，你应该先征得他的同意的。
Yes. don't just take some remnants without permission.
你不要不允许客人吃别人剩下的。
There should be proper respect, faith, and devotion.
你应该有恰当的尊敬、信心和奉爱。
And then this way we can cultivate a sincere attitude.
这样呢，我们就能够培养恰当的外星人的服务的心态。
Okay, so we will stop and ask if there are any questions.
我们就停在这里，大家有没有问题请。
哈利波，哈利，嗯 ，nobody。
睡吧。
睡起来了，没睡着。哈哈哈哈哈哈。
有没有问题啊？刚刚有没有人打什么字？啊，你说。对呀，我现在不在网上。
Steal the flowers, then.
他听懂了，他在笑呢。
So he's asking, what can you?
Is it proper or not?
Is it proper or not?
做违法的事，做不合的。
Yeah, I mean, if there's some flowers up there in the street, you know, nobody's using them, you know, I mean, I think it's not a big deal, you know, everything belongs to China, and China, everything belongs to the Chinese people, you know, you have a right.
他如果这个花是在大街上没人管的，那就没问题，都是中国的，都是属于中国人民的。If it has a host or owner?
The principle is you shouldn't get caught.
原则就是不能被抓住。
You get caught, then that's not good, right?
别人抓住那就不太好了。
Kali Das.
He said that Lord can never get angry, and when he gets the anger, he should try to put it off, fire.
Yeah, anger should be used against the atheists and the blasphemers.
怒气呢，可以用在那些无神论者，还有那些亵渎者身上。
Anger should only be used by one who has control over the senses.
只有一个已经控制自己感官的人能够使用他的愤怒。
Because anger comes from lust.
因为愤怒来自于色欲。
It is said anger is the younger brother of lust.
据说愤怒是色欲的弟弟。
So we should not allow ourselves to be degraded by this lust.
所以呢，我们不应该让这个色欲来让我们堕落。
We should purify the lust.
我们应该净化这个色欲。
Anger can only be used by one who is able to properly use anger in the service of Krishna, to use it against it.Blasphemers and non-devote people who are atheistic
offenders.
只有一个他已经完全控制了自己的愤怒，控制自己感官的人，他才有这个权利去使用这个愤怒，用来做用服务非常，或者就是去击败这些亵渎者、冒犯者啊等等。And Arjuna could use anger in fighting the battle of Kurukshetra.
So Arjuna 就可以在这个库鲁之野这个战场在打仗的时候运用自己的愤怒。
Hanuman could use his anger to fight for Lord Ram against Ravan.
Hanuman 他也可以运用愤怒为了主拉打为那个主 Ramachandra 而去打这个 Ravana.
But if we simply become the servant, the slave of anger.
但是呢，我们条件下，我们就是成了那个愤怒的仆人或者奴隶。
We become degraded by anger.
我们是受到了愤怒会让我们堕落。
So we should be very careful. Try. Bhagavad Gita said that there are three gates to hell: lust, anger, and greed.
佛教梵歌里面讲到，通往地狱的三大门，一个就是色欲、愤怒和贪婪。
Well, we have to take care to conquer over this anger.
哦，愤怒，对不对？所以呢，我们就应该尽量的去征服这个愤怒。
So, as devotees, we should be very, very careful not to become controlled by anger.
所以呢，作为弟子，我们要非常的小心，不要被愤怒所控制。
But the test of your anger is, can you get over it? I mean, you know, you get angry 1 minute, are you able to become normal the next minute, or are you angry for 3 hours?
控制是否控制愤怒的意思就是是不是你能够现在变得愤怒，然后下一分钟你不愤怒了，还是说你愤怒一直愤怒3个小时
？Some people are angry for 3 days.
有的人愤怒了三天的意思。
Can't speak to them for days.
你就好多天你都不能跟他说话。
So that kind of anger is not good.
这种愤怒是不好的。
A devotee has to repent when we fall into this condition.
如果一个人他处在这样一个奉献，他掉到这个状态的话，他应该是非常的忏悔。
We have to recognize our own failings, and we should think how to overcome this.
我们应该去认出自己的这种情感，然后想办法去克服它。
The process to overcome anger is to purify the heart by Krishna consciousness.
克服愤怒的方式呢，就是通过窥圣知觉去净化我们的内心。
Because we're saying anger comes from lust.
因为我们说了，这个愤怒是来自于色欲的。
When our lust is not satisfied, it turns into anger.
如果我们的色欲没有得到满足，就会变成愤怒。
We have to purify that lust into love.
我们应该把这个色欲转化为爱。
So Krishna consciousness is the solution to conquer over anger.
所以呢 ，Krishna 这个就是控制征服我们的愤怒的解决方法。
We're lacking in Krishna consciousness, therefore we become overwhelmed by anger.
因为我们缺乏 Krishna 知觉，所以我们就被这个愤怒所征服了，所淹没了。
first become established in Krishna consciousness, and then try to use anger.
首先呢，我们应该确立在这个稳定的扎根在 Krishna 知觉之上这个里面，然后呢，再去克服自己的愤怒。
It should only be used in the advanced stage of by the advanced devotee.
只有年非常进步的奉献者才能使用愤怒。
And with great reluctance.
而且应该非常的犹豫着。
Use more against the offenders, against the blasphemers.
更多的运用这个愤怒去击败这些亵渎者或者说这些冒犯者。
Okay.
好吗？有没有反应
？Okay. 把这个婚姻拆了。我电话可能有一千了。
回音量
还有
这个上海有个朋友的有问题，谁啊？
就是妈妈打的。
哦，你说
他说是关于菩萨打的问题，就是他们跟家人相处的时候，尤其是在节日的时候和家人相聚，家人很可能为他准备一些菩萨打，准备一些食物，但是家里的人呢，有一些不是奉献者嘛，也可能将来也不会成为奉献者。那么在这样的场合，他们出于尊敬和孝顺，应该怎么样去做？来请马老师指导。
What's the last part?
So as like the children, how should we behave? How should we treat this food cooked by?Parents or family members who are not devotees.
Well, we have to offer it in the heart.
在心里面供奉。
家人一起聚餐，那就是家里人做的。
Better that they explain to their family what they're doing. That they explain to their parents that they offer the food. They should just explain it to them. You know, they're not children.
最好你跟你家里人解释，你供奉要供奉这个食物。
Just tell them that, you know, we're doing this, and this is what we practice, this is for our benefit, for our lifestyle, this is how we live our life.
你最好得跟他解释，因为这就是我们的生活方式，就是对我们的灵修好，我们需要灵修的一部分。
You know, they're not always children.
不是总是孩子。
They've grown up, married, they got their own house.
他们已经长大了，已经结婚了，都有房子了。
Just simply have to tell his parents.
就跟他父母说一下 even if it's cooked by the parents.
是也在线听，就一起在听课。Sri Radhika， 这是 Sri Radhika 的那个 Scabby， 那个跑步，那个跑步刚才通过他那个问。
我的问题就是，我们。有时候碰到这个见到这个非常谦卑的导师，我们有时候给他顶拜的时候，应该是作为那个奉献的，应该是给灵性导师顶拜。但是有时候这种顶拜，因为灵性导师非常谦卑，他会回拜。但是这种顶拜如果非常多的时候，可能会给灵性导师造成一些干扰，因为他会不停的这样顶回拜的奉献者。那么在这种情况下，奉献者一般比较好的、合适的。顶拜的方式或者尊敬的方式是怎样？
Well, the spiritual masters are not obliged to always offer obeisances back to the devotees. They can simply acknowledge.
这个灵性导师他没有这个义务，一定要每次都要回拜，他就是先认可，就像可当他可以表示认可。
Another thing you can do is that, you know, if you feel that, you know, it's disturbing to always offer you can offer the obeisances from a distance.
还有一个办法，你觉得这样挺干扰的话，你可以远远在远远的来顶拜他。
That he doesn't, so that he won't notice that you don't come directly in front of them and offer obeisances, but from some distance you offer the obeisances.
接下来你就不用当着他的面来顶拜他，你在远远遥远的地方来顶拜他。
在这边悄悄明白啊。
哦，刚刚 Peter 那块我可以接着问，但是如果家里人反对奉献服务，那所以你不能跟他解释，对吧？
Well, if they're against, if they're fun, 对，不用吃他们的饭呐、啊，吃他们的饭、啊。
偶尔一次呢。
嗯。
偶尔一次呢。
偶尔一次，嗯，三，对。
要请教他们他吗
？Accidental, 嗯。
No, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Family members, you cannot, never.
Well, they're against devotional service.Then he have to, then he has to offer it in his mind.
那你在心意里面供奉。
But you don't want to be in that kind of association for too long. You don't want to be in that situation too much.
但是你不要把自己太多的置于这种联谊这个状况之中。
而一个问善良属性善良状态应该不太好
再说
善良说善良心态应该怎么样才能达到
如何达到善良心态
How to get to the mother goodness? Well, we were explaining the qualities of the Brahmana.
Should we put the dishes to bed?
The qualities of the Brahmana exemplify the mode of goodness.
婆罗门的品质呢，它就展示，它就是展示着善良形态。
We explained how the Brahmana is very clean and he's very truthful.
我们就解释了婆罗门是非常的洁净，非常的真诚。
We can study the nine qualities in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
我们可以去学习一下《国家梵歌》第九章。
第十八章
的那个婆罗门的这个九项品质。
Peacefulness, self-control,
平和自治
austerity,
苦行
truthfulness,
真诚
knowledge,
知识
wisdom,
智慧
religiousness,
虔诚
These things, the nine qualities are all very conducive to the mode of goodness.
所以其他那九项品质是非常有利于培养善良形态的。
So if we want to cultivate the mode of goodness, we have to cultivate these qualities.
所以呢，我们如果想要达到善良形态的话，我们就应该去培养这些品质。
Chanting, engaging in devotional services or transcendental activities.
同时是奉献服务，都是一些超然的活动。
But for the mode of goodness, we have to attend. We have to give attention to.These different qualities.
但是你要达到善良形态的话，我们就应该去培养这些品质。
Regularly studying the scriptures.
应该经常阅读研读经典。嗯。
And austerity means it's like the month of Madar. We're making some vow for the month of Damodar to singing the Damodar prayers. And,These things, you know, this is also, of course, this is just devotional, but this is also very conducive. These activities are totally in the mode of goodness.
苦行呢，就比如在我们应该遵守这个达摩达尔的这些誓言的这些都是一些灵性的活动，都是很有助于我们达到善良心态。
The foodstuffs we eat, they're all in the mode of goodness.
我们吃的食物应该都是善良形态。
We shouldn't eat foods which are too much spicy or too oily.
我们不要吃太油腻的，或者香味调料太多的，太咸的。
The life of a devotee should be regulated.
奉献者的生活应该非常有规范。
Not
the, 规律。
By regulated living, not eating too much or too little, or sleeping too much or too little.
生活要非常有规律，不要吃的太多，也不要吃的太少，不要睡太多，也不要睡太少。
This is all the mode of goodness.
这都是善良心态。
So, mode of goodness is described, in, the modes of nature are described in great detail in the Bhagavad Gita.
我家梵歌里面都已经非常详细的描述说这个善良心态。
Acts of sacrifice, charity, and,
祭祀、布施。
And, acts of sacrifice, charity, and, austerity, yeah.These are all in different modes. They can be in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance.
这上述这所提到的所谓所谓活动呢，他们都是有不同的形态，都是可能处在善良、淫欲或者劣形态。
So if we want to be charity, if we want to do some austerity, it should be in the mode of goodness.
如果我们想要做苦行的话，我们应该做善良形态的苦行。
We want to do some charity, give some charity, it should be in the mode of goodness.
你要做布施的话，你应该是善良形态的布施。
We eat foods in the mode of goodness.
我们应该吃善良形态的食物。
All of these things are described in the Bhagavad Gita.
我家梵歌里面对这些都已经有所描述了。
Everyone should know very clearly. Every devotee should know clearly. It doesn't take a lot of intelligence to understand what is the mode of goodness.
你应该都应该非常的清楚，你要了解什么叫善良形态，就不需要你太多的智慧了。
You can just enter someone's home sometimes, and you can feel the mode of passion or the mode of ignorance.
你有的时候你进到一个人家里，就能感受到这到底是情欲形态、善良淫欲形态。
But devotee's home will be, you know, they'll have a special atmosphere.
但是呢，皈依者的家里都应该有一个特别的气氛。
We're keeping the home clean. We keep it simple.
我们的家里会非常的洁净，非常的简朴。
You know, after we eat prasadam, we clean the floor.
我们要了prasadam之后，我们清洁地板。
Clean everything.
把一切都清洁干净。
It's the mode of goodness.
这就是善良心态。
可以吗？
可以吗？
我想可以了吧？再听听他们回答。好，谢谢啊。是一定不是的，是吗？他这，他说当。
At your own risk.
你自己冒险，你不冒险的。
按摩什么东西？按摩你的脚吗？还是按摩手啊？
按摩哪个部位？
等一下。But your own risk, you know, yeah.
肩膀 shoulders,
shoulders. Shoulders. If they have a good reputation, if you have faith in them as a doctor, then, you know, it's okay. Again, with a doctor, somebody's going to treat you. Do you have faith in them?That they're really good doctors that they can really help you.
关键是呢，你对这位医生是不是有很深的信心？你相信他肯定能够帮助你。
But if you're doubtful about their character, you know, they eat meat, you know, it means you haven't, you got, maybe your faith is not so strong.
比如说，如果这个医生他吃很多的肉，他吃肉啊，或者说。你也怀疑他的品质啊，那么可能你对他的信心就不是很强。
But then you have to consider, is there another person who could do it? Are you likely to find anybody who could give the massage who is a vegetarian?
但是呢，然后你又要考虑，那到底能不能找到一个另外一个更好的，能找到一个素食者来给你按摩
？If you cannot find anybody who's qualified, who's a, you know, who's a vegetarian, then you maybe then you have to take this person.
那么，如果你找不到一个更有资格的或者素食的人来给你做这个按摩的话，那可能你还是得接受这个人。
下一个吗？
下一个吧，可以了吗？
对。
利用时间。
他都没打开这个窗口。好，谢谢。
再见。
哪里呢？
回拜回拜。